With high temperatures around 80 last week and lows below freezing the next, the abrupt changes in weather could have led to irreversible changes in the area's agriculture. The warm weather and little snowfall has shortened the maple sugaring season and set conditions ripe for brush fires. Frost has damaged fruit trees in the week's return of overnight temperatures below freezing. John Vittori, owner of Hilltop Orchards in Lenox, Massachusetts, has said that because of the mild spring, his apple trees budded about 5 weeks ahead of schedule.
As far as the apple trees are concerned, they're at a stage called half-inch green, which at freezing temperatures can cause substantial frost damage to the buds, which results in either no fruit or damaged fruit.
Vittori said that freezing temperatures have returned and there isn't much he can do to defend his apple trees from being damaged by the cold.
We had temperatures 28 and they're expecting more freezing temperatures this week. So it's not a good situation. And unfortunately, there's not much at our orchard that we can do about it to prevent it. We're more at the mercy of the weather here, and very unusual situation. Nobody that I know, generations of apple growers, have ever seen anything like this.
Vittori also mentioned that some of his apple tree's buds show a telltale sign that they may not flower or produce fruit.
What happens, you can actually cut open these buds and you'll see that the inside turns black, and so there's no rebounding from that sort of a kill situation.
Hilltop Orchards also grows pears and plums, which are also at risk. Some species of apples that develop later in the year may weather the cold temperatures fine. Dr. A. Richard Bonanno, president of the Massachusetts Farm Bureau, says that despite the cold, he sees a minimal impact on agriculture, including the apples.
Trees make many, many more blossoms then they'll actually make fruit in the end. So in the case of apples, only one out of every 10 flowers is going to end up being an apple. So if you lose flowers early, some of the early flowers, because they come out a little bit early and we have cold weather, there's still plenty of blossoms still left on the tree to make the crop.
Bonanno stated that the fruits probably damaged the most in Massachusetts were stone fruits like apricots and peaches. Those fruits will develop blossoms earlier than apples. Still, he estimates that the state's fruit trees will pull through.
Even though it looked like it could have been a near disaster, I think we came through it okay.
Bonanno added that the area's vegetable crops are unlikely to be harmed at all. While seeds for vegetables may have been planted, they largely have not sprung or emerged from the ground and are well protected from frost. In the Berkshires, the dry, windy weather has created favorable conditions for brush fires. A brush fire in southern Berkshire County is currently under investigation. The Lenox Fire Department said that burning permits are not being issued due to the high winds and dry conditions. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.